My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, have things gotten personal between Davin and his scammer, Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
There were times of complete emotional tumult with this whole Belinda thing.
Sure.
Where I, even though it's going, was confused and going, and you know, liked this person. And
yeah.
And you start to see this here. You know, in my moment of weakness, I'm talking to her.
Right.
But the thing about it is, it's been a roller coaster where I'm like, she don't mean it, and there's been points where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the where it stands with that on an emotional level. And sometimes with these people that get scammed, believe me, if there's problems at home. You can go on an emotional roller coaster where it's strap in, stupid, going for a ride, and it's not going to end good.
Oh, yeah.
So she asked me if I wanted to be a comedian growing up. I go, I wanted to be a lawyer. I went to law school. She goes, and what happened? I go, I just started doing comedy and fell in love with it, loved it more than law. All true. She asked me if I completed law school. I said, no. She goes, you left because you love comedy? I go, yes. I was doing quite well in school, too, while working a job and doing comedy. She asked me who introduced me to comedy. I said a guy at a local new talent show gave me my first chance. This is all true. Mm. All reality.
Right.
So if I'm sharing truth with her, you wonder what truth does she share with me?
Right.
Because we don't know.
We don't know. Some of it has got to be.
Some of it seems very like
true.
Well, with the daughter being sick and
the funeral.
Nana with the dry eye problem.
So let's take a look at this. So basically it's our deal. And their deal.
Yeah.
With the world around, with the world situations, with personal situations around it.
Yeah. I would like to think we both got more sucked in than we were supposed to. Whether she actually loved me or not, we don't know.
Right.
But I would like to think on some level we both crossed a line of this is not just business.
Well, not necessarily. I don't think so.
I don't mean
so.
Like cross the line like jeopardize my relationship.
I understand that. But I don't, not necessarily, because basically we have our deal, they have their deal. However, we have life that are going around both of us. Now, the whole thing here is she's trying to get a personal connection to get your money. We're trying to get a personal connection to share with our audience what's going on with this. So the personal connection is conducive to personal things going on in our lives bleeding into the story.
Yes.
Her daughter being sick. This, that, the whole blowout you had with me, the whole thing. And it because it's a personal thing.
Now, it is typical scammer protocol. To suck out as much information out of the mark as possible so they can ultimately use this against you.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I don't really know. Some scammers do, but it's not really typical scammer protocol to reveal potentially what she's revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely a different type of twist on it. Definitely far above the cut and paste that was Flory.
Oh, God. She was not even in this girl's league.
But you do kind of wonder. I mean, because say what you want. I'm having a genuine moment with her in my anger. Has she had genuine moments with me? We've certainly thought so.
It certainly felt like it.
Well, maybe in Flory's case, maybe Flory was somebody, it sounds kind of ridiculous, but maybe Flory was somebody that just got into scamming and wasn't doing it. You know, it sounds
A good beginner.
But it was
my first time, too.
Right.
Two novices working it out.
They were gentle with each other.
Hey, some people are better than others. Maybe she's not as experienced in being a scammer as, Belinda is.
If you guys want absurd, you got to go back and listen to the Flory stuff.
Oh, my God.
And the stuff with funny. Belinda when she was Agnes was certainly more absurd.
Yeah.
Like, this portion of the story...
It's more real.
It's not the absurdity.
It feels real.
Yeah.
Well, you know what Lisa's saying in the chat, that her handlers must hate that fake Davin and Belinda are close. And
so Lisa's even saying that she thinks that we're close.
She says, I think she does have feelings for fake Davin, and that will become a future issue for her.
I think it already might be. We've already seen like one day where we thought she was not working on
the
job.
She got taken
we've
off
already,
the job.
We've already discussed it. Now, another thing to add to what Lisa's saying is you admitted that you were contacted the FBI or you were.
No, I told her I was working for the FBI.
Working for the FBI. Yeah. You know, that's like, we'll see.
I see brown cotton.
Yeah, right. But, you know, just for that simple fact, that's a cautionary thing. But she's keeping it going.
Maybe it was a misstep on my part. I wanted to try to scare her, get some real truth.
Might have been a messed up on your part, but everything is rolling along the way it has been.
It's certainly, you know, this is from 2013, so I'm a year plus removed from it.
Mm.
But I just remember the tumult. There was somebody, she hangs out in our chat sometimes. I don't know if she's been in there recently. But there was one person in the anti-scam community who I was talking to about, and like, who was like really working me through a lot of the issues, like through the months with this.
Because
I really couldn't discuss it with you guys because I needed it to be real for the show.
Right.
Certainly you can't discuss it with the missus because she's not going to understand. So it's just kind of interesting you look at this, the trust that I'm giving this person, knowing full well that there's an element of vigilantism.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Charu said that Fake Davin is also entertaining her.
Yes, he is.
But maybe she's afraid to ask for money and lose him.
Well, she's asked for money.
Yeah, I mean, but she it took her a while to get there.
I mean, she has said that I am different. So, and Joe says this all the time. I am different, you know, when it comes to this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll continue. She asked me who introduced me to comedy. I said a guy at a local new talent show gave me my first chance. She goes, did you win the talent show? I go, it was not a contest. I got invited to perform. I did it. It went well. I was hooked, and now here I am. People tell me I would have been a great lawyer. Maybe I should have stuck with that. And I go, you there? And that was April 8th.
Oh.
April 9th. She goes, I guess it's not too late. You can still be if you really want to. Good morning. As far as lawyer. It was a new day. She goes, hun, I'm not feeling too good. I feel sick. I feel body pains all over my body. I feel restless and weak. Just wanted you to know. All right, is she really sick, or is this another ploy for sympathy?
I have the dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
Dengue fever.
April 9th, continuing with April 9th, I go, I'm sorry you're not well. Please try and rest today. April 10th, I said, I hope you're feeling better, babe. So we're not really talking much. So that's where we'll end it tonight.
Oh, so she's not feeling well, but is it, oh, I hope you'll feel bad for me, and you know.
Who knows?
Like a sympathy move?
Who knows? So what do you think? A lot there this week. Actually, there wasn't a lot there. We just actually analyzed it more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, sometimes it can be really a simple conversation with you two, but it seems like it's more fraught, you know, it's more poignant reading between the lines with what we know so far. What we know, the whole relationship. I mean, and sometimes it's just that we're trying to make sense out of her behavior, speculating. I mean, we know this is a scammer. She came on as a scammer. She admitted it.
She still won't let me on the main page.
Yeah, but
So you wonder, is that the handlers? Or
sometimes she acts like a real person. Sometimes she still has that really scammy behavior.
I never thought of this before.
Okay.
Is it possible that her handlers are handling her real page? And are adding these single guys for other people to pose
right
as her?
Uh-huh.
You know, because they'll do the same trick. You know,
right.
She'll come on the camera and everything. Maybe this is the new, maybe they've learned through me that this is going to be our new angle, that it's a real African girl. So maybe it's not her personal, because if she's personally adding them, this is a real problem.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.